KXS Mobile listening.
Hey David, did you get my email? KB4CBA.
I'm sorry, I didn't check yet. I'm sure it's there. I gotta get to my customer's house. I just had to finish getting ready to go. I'll check it when I get back. Actually, I'll check it on my phone when I stop.
That's fine, no rush. I was just curious. All right. So you're on your way to a call.
Yeah, it's literally 15 minutes away over in Taylor's. So I'm not gonna... that far.
Or my neck of the woods.
Yeah, it's right over on East Heathwood. I don't even think I'm crossing 29. I think I'm on the west side of 29.
That, I'm not exactly sure where it is.
Down Taylor's Road here, you'll probably start hearing me any input if you don't hear me already.
Well, I'll check you out in the next transmission.
Right, Matt. Right now I'm at the corner of 14, just crossing 14 on Taylor's Road here, heading towards 290 and that Davis Peach Farm, or at Davis Farm down by the corner.
Yeah, I've got you. It's fluctuating anywhere from a 5 to all the way up to full quieting, which is taking the meter out. So, no surprise there.
Around the little foothills here, up and down the little road here, and I'll probably go up and down a little bit. Yeah, it's that time of year. People are turning on their air conditioning units, and they're either not working well, or they just want to get them serviced, which is really good, because in this day and age, you got to keep everything running top performance so you don't waste too much electric.
I didn't realize how much stuff those fans get in them. Where we used to live up in Traverse Rest, we lived in the North Cliff subdivision, and I've got an air compressor in it, and I went down inside the unit and blew it out from the inside, and it was just amazing what I got out of that thing. And I still have some old gauges that that I use when I worked on cars, and they hook up to this unit. It had the old Freon in it, and it was a little low, so I shot a can of or however many it needed of R22, and but you know, it was funny, after I added the Freon, it never leaked down again. It was really kind of weird.
Radiator valves, if they get a little junk in them, sometimes you can just kind of pop them with a screwdriver and then blow out whatever is keeping it from closing all the way, and a lot of times that'll do it. I've actually got a tool that you can put on that, and you can actually pull the Schrader valve and replace the Schrader valve without losing gas. I have a couple of those in my arsenal, and I've actually had to change them quite a bit down in Florida. Those little seals. But when the guys go and braze the condensers in, generally I take the Schrader valves out. I take the pins out and then braze in, let it cool off, and then put the pins back in, because if you leave them in, you'll burn those little seals up, and then you're really asking for trouble. Yeah, but that's probably what it was, you know. Yeah, but yeah, those coils will hold a tremendous amount of dirt, and you really don't want to block the airflow too much, because you'll really hurt the efficiency of the condenser, and that's where your efficiency is outside.
Well, I used to work on cars, so we had the same setup where you could change the Schrader valve without having to evacuate the system. And I ran Red Cross one, I can't remember. It seems like it was in the Mustang I was driving, and it would not, that thing would not quit leaking. I was popping it with my screwdriver, and it wasn't the kind you screw out. You had to replace, I had to replace a section of the line, I believe. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. I'd never run across that before, and I've replaced a ton of those things in cars, but it was really weird.
Up there, that quick disconnects. It's crazy. Yeah, they change stuff every year. In fact, they got a new Freon coming out next year for, you know, residential that has propane in it. Oh, getting a phone call. Oh, the wife was calling in. KB2HXS Mobile. School, and she goes down Country Club Road from the house, and there's a little park down there, and she just told me that there's three police officers there set up with radar. It's just right on a bad curve, and people have been racing along that road, so I think they're set up catching people today.
But I mean, you know, I used to work for the county years ago, and of course, I worked on the police cars and ambulances, and I've heard a lot of stories from the police officers, and a lot of them like to stay with their cars while you were working on them, you know, because most of the time it was just an oil change and maybe a tire rotation or replacing a tire that had a nail in it or something. And, they would, I had a guy tell me, he set his radar for 15 miles an hour over the speed limit, and so that means you had to be going 16 miles an hour over to for it to, you know, set it off. And he was on State Park Road, it was 35 miles an hour, and he said he was busy all day.
Left and right, right?
Yeah, I had one guy tell me, he says, he stopped a guy on 385 the other night. He said he was doing 125 miles an hour. He said, guess what kind of car it was? And I said, oh, I don't know, a Camaro, Z28 or something. He goes, no, it was a 79 Malibu station wagon.
It's funny because of the vehicle I drive. I get mistaken for being a police officer all the time because I drive a Durango, a white Durango with an antenna on the roof. So I'd be driving along, minding my own business on Wade Hampton or something, and I can see the people coming up behind me racing around. They get next to me, and they like, whoops. It's funnier than heck to see that.
I had a 90 Mustang, and I think they call it the Fox Body, and of course I had my antenna on there, but I think I had 2 meter and 6 meter antennas on there, and it was black, and I was sitting there, the I think it was the highway patrol that was, or the county that was using some of those back then. I was sitting there at a traffic light in Easley, and I was turning left, and the Easley police officer threw his hand up at me as I turned. I guess he thought I was law enforcement.
You get that that mistake all the time. I can see it in people's faces because I've got my, got tint on my back windows. So you really can't see in. I have really no lettering on my vehicle anymore. It's just funny to watch people come up next to me and think I'm a cop. I'm waiting to get pulled over like I'm, are you impersonating a police officer? No.
When I worked for the county, we had gray shirts with, and it had a patch on the arm, on the left arm, and as long as I had that uniform on, I never got a ticket if I got pulled over.
Listen, Dave, let me get out of here. I'm getting close to my customer's house. I want to pay attention to what I'm doing. You have a great morning. KB4CBA, KB2HXS. And we will catch you a little bit later.
Good to talk to you again, and you have a good day. 73's KB2HXS, KB4CBA, clear.
73 days, KB2HXS, clear.
KB4CBA, KN4CHY. I don't know if I'd want to drive a boat that fast, over.
That's kind of scary.
It is. My brother had a regular Malibu, and it would run, but I couldn't imagine running a wagon that fast. That's very scary.
Give me your call again.
4CHY, Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, Keith over in Seneca.
David, I punched in the wrong number there. Okay. I used to hear some crazy stories, I tell you. It was just really interesting, and gosh, this was back in the early 90s.
I am another David, but I go by Keith. I tried to get the FCC to change it, and they rejected my request, so I need to see about getting that changed again and submit the proper documentation, I suppose. Talking about a boat, I used to be an RV mechanic back in like the early 80s, and we had a company car that was an AMC Matador, and I went on my first parts run with it, and the mechanic I was working with told me, says, like, be careful, that thing drives like a boat. I'm like, what? And I was driving along, didn't know what he was talking about, and I hit a set of railroad tracks, and it just like swayed side to side. It's like, oh, he's right, it does drive like a boat. You take a curve and it would body roll back and forth around the curve. We did not like that car over
there. That sounds like that thing needs some sway bars.
We just a rebuilding of the whole pension system would have went a long way. It probably was a decent car in its day, but man, that thing was low out.
Well, every car is pretty decent when it's new, you know. But anyway, I was watching the Richard Rollins show, Fast and Loud, and I was watching some of the old ones. They got a 59 Rambler, gosh, I can't remember what it was called. It was the station wagon version. And somebody had tried to lower it, and what they did was they, left it sitting on the springs, and they just heated the springs up with a torch, and the spring was actually bent out. So when they raised the car up, the springs just popped out of the car. they warped them so bad that as soon as they jacked the car up and let the suspension hang down, they just popped out of the rear.
And that's really bad. I had a 61 Rambler Classic wagon, and this was back in about that same time, late 70s, early 80s, that I bought it from one of the salesmen for $60 and loved that car. Drove it for a while and the clutch went out on it, and got up underneath it to assess putting a new clutch in it, and discovered it had an enclosed drive shaft, so it was beyond my mechanicking, not capabilities, but my mechanicking equipment at the time, so I had to give it up, but I love that little car.
I can't say I've seen a street car with an enclosed drive shaft. That would be interesting.
So if they, I'm assuming they made them all like that. That's the only one I ever had any experience with. And yeah, it was. It looked like you had to drop the rear end to get the training out, so, or pull the motor out. You know, pull it all out from the front. I guess maybe that's probably how they do it. But yeah, didn't have access to a rack or anything, so I had to let it go. But yeah, it was. I think it was like his father's or a grandfather's car, and he just wanted to get it out of the yard. It was still in really good shape. Paint was faded a little bit, but had hardly no rust in it. Body was just solid, and yeah, I just didn't have the facilities to get it repaired.
I used to work on cars in my driveway when I lived on Huntsbridge Road, and I'd take on just about anything. I pulled on these front-wheel drive cars. I pulled the heads off of one car and pulled the transmission out. It had a blown head gasket, and it had I needed a clutch, and I supported the engine with a 2x4 and a chain hooked to the top of it, to hold the engine up. So, just do what you have to do. And I had it jacked up off the ground, sitting on jack stands. So, but anyway, that's the only way I could get everything I needed to get.
I was staying with some friends, so I couldn't pull it apart in their driveway. They had many vehicles in and out to go to work and stuff, so yeah, I figured I didn't have a lot of money into it, so I kind of let it go. Look back over that over the years, and sure, I wish I had that car nowadays. Probably worth a lot of money.
The cars my dad drove, especially he had a 63 Plymouth Fury, but it had a 383 in it, a push button transmission. And I tell you, I wish I had that car. That thing would fly. And then they bought a 68 Oldsmobile Delta 88. It had a 455 and a 4 barrel, and I tell you, that car, you could pull the tires off of it. It was just incredible. But he gave that thing to my sister when she got married. It made me so mad.
Had a 71 Fury, but it was the same, basically the same model. I can't remember what they called it. Satellite. Wasn't that it? Plymouth Satellite? Wasn't that about the same as the Fury back in the 70s? it'd do pretty good too.
Would I know Oldsmobile made a was it? Oh gosh, they made a 400 for their Cutlass. I think they put it in the some of their Cutlass models. I don't know if they put them in the 442 or not, but it would put out 375 horsepower. That was a huge motor, I tell you.
Such a shame what they did to those cars back in the 70s, when everything started shrinking down. Around 77 or 78, they just, man, they butchered those Cutlasses. Had a friend that, he actually did paint body work, and he painted my bike for me. I used to have a Cowie 900, and the paint was getting a little rough, and he had bought a new pinstriping kit to actually paint on pinstripes, and he offered to paint my bike for free just to get some practice with pinstriping, because he had an old 442 that he completely stripped everything off of it and did a restoration on it. Just a beautiful car. It was white and had the 442 gold stripes on it. It was about that same vintage, around 71 or so. Just a gorgeous car when he got done.
Liz, my favorite body style was from 70 to 72 for the Oldsmobile. And, you know, if I ran across one today, heck, I might buy it. I don't know. Just depends. I mean, it had to be in good shape, because at least the body would have to be, because I don't want to do any body work and never have like that. But I enjoy driving my Mustang. This is my third one, and it's a lot of fun.
So what you mean there? I don't have any nice hot cars anymore, but I sure do like the sound of you driving around when you're in that Mustang, that's for sure. Anyway, David, I got to get. I got to go back in there and go to work for a little while before lunch. Taking a break, and heard you talking about the Malibu wagon. I'll jump in there and chat with you a minute. Anyway, have a good day. Good talking to you, and we'll catch you later. K4CHY, be clear after your bound.
Good one, and enjoy the QSO. And we'll talk to you later. 73's KB4CPA, clear.
N4IQ mobile.
How you doing?
Over here in Simpleville. I may get a little scratchy. I'm only running about 5 watts. I can't bring it up if I have to, if I can see the buttons. But anyway, I heard you in there. Thought I'd say hello.
World, are you doing in Central?
I probably was mumbling. I'm in Simpsonville.
Okay. Sorry about that. Well, it was probably my hearing versus your mumbling. Oh, man. Are you going to go to the DX meeting tonight?
I've got a ride tonight. And we'll be there tonight. I wasn't able to go last month, but I'll be there tonight.
It's the one last month, so
Something came up, and I've been riding with Jim at night, Jim K9JDP, and which is good. I don't mind driving during the day, but I don't like driving at night anymore. I'll do it if I have to, but I just don't like doing it. So, anyway, so I'm going over. I'm coming into Malden. I'm going to get a haircut. And I just left the pool over at the Y in Simpsonville. So I'm good and clean. My hair has been shampooed, and he can do all he wants with my hair. My hair looks like straw, though, after getting out of their showers and being in the water.
All that chlorine out of your hair, for sure. Well, you know, you said you were going to get a haircut. I'll go ahead and get them all cut while you're there.
What?
You said you were going to get a haircut, implying that you were just getting one cut. So I would suggest you get them all cut while you're there.
Oh, you're saying all, A-L-L. Okay, that's what I didn't get. Okay. Well, actually, you know, I just don't go anywhere to get haircut. I'm going to get my hair styled. That's what I pay for when I leave. So it's not a haircut, really, or an haircut. It's a style. So aren't you jealous?
Yeah, I guess I get my hair styled too. So anyway, well, I been playing around a little bit with FT4 this morning, and then Patrick told me about I can't remember what the mode was now for MSK 144 for 6 meters. So I saw one signal on there for just a couple of seconds, but it went away and I never did see anything else. But anyway, that's the first signal I've seen on 6 meters, and I have never talked to anybody on 6 meters on sideband. I don't know how much activity there is on sideband.
Energy now is on 6 meters working. DX is on FT8. It's on 50.313. I worked Uruguay, South America, about 4 days ago. That's a country I needed. And the thing to do is watch on the clusters for 6 meter opening. See when people are starting to spot DX on 6 meters. A lot of those people that do the spotting, they're running, you know, beams. Typically, most people are running beams up on six, so you may or may not hear them. Over.
No. Well, you know, I can't have everything sitting on top of this house. That might be, that a 6 meter beam might be a little bit hard to hide. I've got everything hidden on the back of the house. Yeah, I've worked Uruguay a couple of times on 17 on FT8.
Got real scratchy. It's probably my location. I'll check my antenna. Anyway, I'm here at the salon, and I'm going to get my hair styled. So, of course, on the top, there's not much styling to do. Back when I started going to see this guy, I had hair up there. That tells you how long I've been going. All right, have fun on 6 meters, and we'll radio. I'm going to go on inside here this time. KB4CBA, and flight.
So you were noisy, but I got all of that. Alright, 73, so I'll talk to you later. And Frank, UKB4CBA.
You know, the repeater's full quieting. I think that noise is coming in on the repeater.
Or could be this guy in the backyard cutting grass.
W4DJW, W4DJW, mobile.